This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's in Toronto. He had a speech last night. He spoke at a function that George Norrie had. He had a couple of guest speakers. Alex was one of those. And Alex is going to be joining us to talk about what happened, as well as to talk about, I'm sure he wants to talk about these two heroes, actually three heroes, I believe, that stopped that attack in France. We're going to break down the details of that when we come back on the news. We have another kind of hero that's going to be joining us in the program in the second hour. That's Thomas Drake. You know, we've got heroes who fight the enemy physically. That's exactly what these fellows in France did in the train. They knew that it was do or die for them as well as for the passengers on that train. They knew they had to do something, do it quickly, or they would be killed. They said reflex kicked in. Of course, that's something that's going to happen with everybody, but also their training. They were trained as soldiers, and that's not to discount at all their bravery. Certainly, there was a lot of bravery in that, what they did after they subdued the fellow, beat him unconscious. He had wounded the first military guy pretty heavily and actually almost cut off one of his fingers. I believe it was his thumb. At that point, however, instead of looking after himself, he was trained to take care of others. As a medic, he went to help other people who had been victims. A couple of people had been shot. One guy had a severe neck wound. He would have bled out if the soldier did not stop the bleeding. So that's the kind of selfless hero these guys are. We also have a selfless hero with Thomas Drake, an NSA whistleblower. You know, when you're a quiet hero, the kind that is doing the right thing when nobody is looking, the kind that has integrity and character, because that's the definition of character, doing the right thing when no one is watching you. It's very difficult to be in that kind of a position. We're going to talk to him about why he went to work for the NSA, why he became a whistleblower, what was he reporting. He began work on September 11th, the day of the attack. We're going to talk to him about what he learned that was going on at the NSA, at the FBI, at the CIA before the attack. We're going to talk to him about what he was blowing the whistle about. We're going to talk to him about the disgusting parallels between the way he was retaliated for being a whistleblower, the retaliation against him, versus the way they have looked for every kind of excuse for Hillary Clinton. You understand that Hillary Clinton has been accused of mishandling classified documents. That was precisely what they came after Thomas Drake for. But rather than make excuses for Thomas Drake, they tried to lock him away for 35 years. He was only the fourth person to be prosecuted in that way under the Espionage Act. Of course, the first one was Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers. It's an interesting story. It's an amazing story, and I think that there was far more than the alleged mishandling of documents. It was actually comical when you look at the documents. Mass collection is your friend, that type of thing. These were training manuals. They should not have been classified in the first place. Some of them were not classified when he got them, and that's the same excuse that Clinton has, except that her emails are emails that are born classified, as we discussed on Friday. A former official with the organization that classifies documents for the American government says that when you have conversations with the Secretary of State and foreign dignitaries, or they have intelligence that has been collected on foreign dignitaries by the NSA, that is born classified. Everyone knows that that kind of intelligence does not need to wait for a sticker or somebody to label that as being classified. So there's an amazing hypocrisy between these two cases. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the history of the Espionage Act. We're going to talk about the culture of trying to sell a philosophy of surveillance. One of the things that Thomas Drake did in the years before he went to the NSA was he watched carefully the Stasi, just as William Binney did. I think that's why he was so concerned about it. And again, joining us at the bottom of the hour is going to be Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones has been in Canada this weekend. He spoke at a George Norrie event in Toronto last night. He's going to be joining us, however, at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be calling in. And in the next hour, we have joining us Thomas Drake, one of the big NSA whistleblowers that were concerned about the mishandling. I would not say that he was actually charged, alleged mishandling of documents, but he and William Binney and others were concerned about the way the government was mishandling your information, violating the Constitution, the dragnet surveillance, the massive boondoggle, the massive waste involved in that. There were a lot of different aspects of things that they were concerned about. They went through official channels. They were shut down. Eventually, they went to the press, and then there was retaliation. Interestingly enough, from the same prosecutors that gave the banks no prosecution. Lanny Breuer, the guy who became famous for his too big to jail comments about HSBC. Remember, HSBC was laundering money for drug cartels, for terrorists. The Sinaloa cartel with El Chapo, remember him? He just escaped from prison. Donald Trump was talking about him a lot. Well, they were laundering money for him. He had his own private window at HSBC. HSBC and other big banks had been caught before laundering money. They had been given probation, a little slap on the wrist, not much at all. They caught them again because they didn't reform their processes, their procedures. That time they gave them a larger fine, still a very, very small fine concerning the amount of profit that they had made. And they said, we are not going to take away their charter. That would not serve the interests of the American people. And for that, everybody said, well, you're saying that they're too big to jail, just like they were too big to fail back under the Bush administration. Nevertheless, the same Lanny Breuer comes after Thomas Drake. And what did he come after him for? Well, he came after him for allegedly mishandling classified documents, not giving them to a foreign power, but allegedly mishandling them. Precisely the same charges that many people are alleging about Hillary Clinton. However, the information that Hillary Clinton has, both in quantity and in its classified nature, makes the three or four documents that they came after Thomas Drake for pale in comparison. It's not even close. I mean, he had things like bulk collection is our friend. We'll talk to him about the exact things. Things that should not have even been classified. Things that were employee handouts. It wasn't the private conversation with foreign dignitaries. So we're going to talk to him about what happened as a whistleblower, his concerns about the NSA, the dangers that he sees, because as I mentioned in the last segment, like William Binney, he spent a great deal of time watching East Germany and the Stasi. He knows what a surveillance state it looks like. He also knows that what we are capable of now is far more dangerous than anything that ever happened under the Stasi. So I want to talk to Thomas Drake because I want people to understand how there's a double legal standard here, how we have a dark double government, as he points out. People like Hillary Clinton can do whatever they wish and get away with whatever they do. But people who point out the crimes of government are retaliated against, like Thomas Drake. He also has something to tell us about 9/11. I'm very interested to talk to him about that as well. Now, we have some other heroes that we're going to be talking about here in just a moment. But before we do, those are the people who stopped the terrorist attack on the train. Before we do, I want to go over some economic news. These are a couple of articles that are up on InfoWars.com. The global economy is officially melting down. They say as much as the financiers on Wall Street and officials of the Fed would like to keep the party going, it looks like it is about to stop. This is from Joshua Krause of Daily Sheeple. He says, years of bailout and monetary expansion have created one of the most inflated and artificial economic booms in history. He points out the Dow has fallen 1,300 points from its peak. On Friday alone, it fell by 530 points, making it the ninth worst stock market crash in U.S. history. Another article we have says the two-day stock market crash this week was greater than any one-day stock market crash in U.S. history. It was an 888-point crash. Going on with some of the other metrics from this first article, he says the Shanghai composite fell by more than 11% this week. China's stock market has lost a third of its value since its previous peak. He says it's lost 4% of its value on just Friday alone after it was revealed their manufacturing activity had reached a 77-month low. That's over 6 years, about 6.5 years. 400 of the world's richest people lost a total of $182 billion this week, amounting to 6% of their collective wealth. I won't be crying for them, but you have to be concerned that they will do something very dangerous, just as we heard before 9/11. They need another Pearl Harbor. That works whether you want to build the size of the NSA or whether you want to shake things up so you can make money, because they make money when things rise rapidly and they make money when things fall rapidly. They can go long or they can go short. They can buy into it or they can sell these things short. So they can make a lot of money if they create a massive crisis. One more metric here. They say commodities have fallen to a 13-year low. The price of copper has reached a 6-year low, while oil has suffered its longest decline since 1986. So that's the economic news. Very concerning, because usually in August, it's very quiet. Things usually change in September and October. And we've had a lot of people saying they expected big changes for a lot of different reasons. A lot of people have different ways they forecast the economy. A lot of them expecting big changes in September. And we haven't even gotten there yet. We've got another week of August, and already we've had massive moves. Also, we have some information about Planned Parenthood and the videos that have exposed the criminal, I would say, activities there. Court has now removed the injunction on the Planned Parenthood videos. That was an injunction that was put in there to stop them from showing any videos from STEM Express. They have now released the newest video of that. And, of course, what are they talking about? They're talking about people who are getting entirely complete babies. Lab recipients get aborted babies. They say they go into shock when they open the box to find an, quote, intact case. In other words, a whole body. They say, yeah, if you got an intact case, which we've done a lot, we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming, because they'll open up the box and go, oh, my God. Yeah, I bet they will. I bet they will. Now, there were massive protests yesterday across the country against Planned Parenthood. There were over 300 protests that were set up on Saturday. We have an article up on InfoWars.com showing some of the Twitter feed, showing some of the pictures, people's reports about how many people that were there. Louisville, they had some about 200 in Oklahoma City, they say, over 1,000 in Aurora, Illinois, over 600 in Lincoln, Nebraska. They say about 300 plus in Nashville. I looked at some of the ones in North Carolina from some of my friends that were putting them out. Charlotte had about 400 people turn out to that rally. In Raleigh, they had about 100 people. And let's see, this is Greensboro. They had about 130 people. If you've got 300 rallies across the country, an extremely conservative figure of 100, which is the smallest one of those cities that I saw, and that was in Raleigh, that would give you 30,000. But, of course, there's some places that have 400, some places that have 1,000 people there. I hope we have turned the corner on this. I hope we understand, finally, the value of life. Like many people, I was sitting on the fence, not thinking about it a great deal. I thought of it as an individual's choice until we saw the entire birth of a child except for the top of their head, a partial birth abortion, they call it. At that point, I realized that it was murder. And at this point, I think people are waking up to not only the profit motive of Planned Parenthood, and we've talked to Abby Johnson, who was a Planned Parenthood employer of the year, a manager in Houston. She resigned because she realized that they were not just trying to help young women coming in there, pregnant women, to make a decision to give them treatments. They were pushing them towards an abortion. They had a quota that they needed to do. And she also saw ultrasound of a child that was being aborted, and she saw it recoiling in pain, trying to get away. They told her, well, it's too young to feel any pain. She saw otherwise. I think that America is having that kind of wake-up moment. I certainly hope so. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about what happened in the French train accident, and Alex Jones will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. He went to Toronto last night to speak to at a George Norrie event. He was one of the guest speakers there last night, one of the featured speakers. He's going to be calling us to tell us about that, and I'm sure that he wants to weigh in on the situation in France, where there was a terrorist attack on one of the trains, a man with an AK-47. And he also had a pistol. He had a box cutter with him. His AK-47 jammed. That's one of the reasons why these guys were able to take him down. But they didn't know that it was jammed at the time. They thought they were going to die. The crew on the Paris-bound train barricaded themselves in their staff room and locked the door as he was going through the train. His 26-year-old Moroccan national, Air Force Airman Spencer Stone, ran at the gunman when he opened fire on the high-speed service to Paris. Also joining him was Oregon National Guard member Alec Scarlatus and Anthony Sandler from California. They were friends. And British National Chris Norman. They beat him senseless and tied him up waiting for the authorities. And, of course, Spencer Stone was severely injured himself. He was cut several times with a box cutter. And his thumb, I think it was, one of his fingers at least, was nearly cut off. Nevertheless, in spite of that wound, he went to the aid of passengers, a couple of whom had been shot. So these guys took the pistol from him, then they took the AK-47 and beat him with his own gun until he was unconscious. They say officials did not disclose a positive motive for the attack. Do you think it might have been terrorism? That was the narrative for the first couple of days. I thought, who are they talking to in France? They don't know if this was a terrorist event. I mean, are they getting their information from Inspector Clouseau? This is about as smoking gun as you get, folks. Yeah, it was a terrorist event. One of the fellows that was there, one of the heroes, said he had a Kalashnikov. He had a magazine that was full. My thought was, okay, probably I'm going to die anyway, but let's go. I'd rather die being active. They say one of the airmen, Spencer Stone, with his arm in a sling, recounted on Sunday how he and two other Americans tackled the gunman. He says it seemed like he was ready to fight to the end, but he said so were we. He's hailed as not only being the first to grapple with the attacker, that is Stone, but also for helping to stop the bleeding of a French-American passenger that was wounded by a bullet. That's the one that I mentioned, where he stopped the bleeding. The fellow could have bled to death. In the beginning, it was mostly gut instinct survival, he said. Our training kicked in after the struggle. And one person, the U.S. ambassador, says of them, we often use the word hero. And in this case, I know that word has never been more appropriate. That's U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley. She says they truly are heroes. When most of us would run away, Spencer, Alec, and Anthony ran into the line of fire and said, let's go. That changed the fate of many people. And, you know, there are heroes who do the physical attacks, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, and then there are those who are the quiet heroes. People like our guest in the second hour, Thomas Drake. He is someone who did the hero's job, but did it in a way that is very difficult. So not to take anything away from the people who did this, who saved their lives, who saved others' lives, who risked their lives to do that. But we have to understand that Thomas Drake risked his life as well. He had a family. He had a son who was very sick. He had a secure position. When you're in a position of comfort like that, it's very easy to rationalize that you should just follow authority. You should just do what the government is telling you. It will all be better in the long run. Thomas Drake, however, understood the Constitution. He understood where this leads because, like William Binney, he had monitored East Germany and the Stasi for a very long time. And that hardened his resolve to where he would put his life on the line, doing it quietly when no one would see. But some people did see. I want to play for you what Edward Snowden said about Thomas Drake, our guest in the second hour. Here's what Ed Snowden said about him.
Fair to say that if there hadn't been a Thomas Drake, there couldn't have been an Edward Snowden. Here we had a guy who did absolutely everything right. He placed his faith in the system. He saw, you know, the warrantless wiretapping of hundreds of millions of Americans. He saw corruption. He brought it to the IG. He brought it to Congress. And rather than protecting him, they actively retaliated against him in the most public and aggressive way.
Yes, they did retaliate against him. They tried to put him in jail for 35 years. They came after him for mishandling of classified information. The documents that they accused him of mishandling were nonsense compared to what Hillary Clinton has. And for her, they look for every excuse they can not to prosecute her. We're going to talk to him about what he saw, what he blew the whistle on, what the dangers are to America, the different ways that those who run our dark and secret double government escape prosecution. We're also going to talk about the Espionage Act because I want to lay some of the history down on this for you before he gets here. So he'll be free to give you his story without getting burdened down with the backstory of what went on with the Espionage Act and what we have seen with that for a number of years. I want to tell you about that. I also want to tell you about how the TSA is coming to the movies. Before I do, real quickly, we have a limited time special at InfoWarsLife.com. 30% off Silver Bullet, or you can still get 2 Silver Bullet, get 2 free. We brought that special back along with 30% off of a single bottle to let you give that a try. Of course, Silver Bullet is our powerful colloidal silver product. It's free of artificial additives. It's perfect for your preparedness supply. It's a great time to stock up on it when you can get it either 30% off or 50% off if you get 2 bottles of it. It's concentrated to 30 parts per million. It's in a pure base of deionized water. There's a reason that listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. So right now is a great time to get it with this sale that's going on. You can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, 30% off of one bottle, or buy 2, get 2 free. Now, where is this all going to lead, of course? Where is the surveillance state going to lead? It's a gradual, incremental movement. Just as I pointed out on Friday when I talked about the people who are reacting to the manufactured crisis of the open borders, and it is a manufactured crisis. It's manufactured like all of these crises are. They create a crisis. They use that to show the problem. They use that to expand the government over and over again, whether it is the NSA and the Patriot Act or whether it is going to be the kind of movement controls that I'm very concerned about in many different areas. I'm looking at what the government is planning in terms of controlling our movement, our transportation with autonomous cars, constantly tracking, constantly reporting our movement, able to shut down our movement if they wish. Do we really want to give them that capability at the border? Do we really want to throw fire on the fuel on the fire of the TSA, telling them, yeah, you're the transportation authority. We want you out on the highways. We want you especially down at the border. Do we really want to do that? We need to understand that just like gun control, when there's a tragedy, the politicians will use that tragedy to try to push for gun control. In the same way, we see the Republicans using tragedies, violent crimes that are committed by illegal aliens, using that to push for more security theater. The wall will be absolute theater, but the high tech behind the population tracking will not be theater. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones, Thomas Drake, in the next hour.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. I'm David Knight. As I've been mentioning, we're going to be joined in the second hour by NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake, the only one of the whistleblowers who was prosecuted by the government. They alleged that he had mishandled documents, not anywhere like the document mishandling that we've seen from Hillary Clinton. They said that he had obstructed and destroyed evidence. It turned out that he hadn't. The entire case folded the day before they went to court. They were scolded by the judge. And, of course, the person who was overseeing the prosecution was Lenny Brewer, the same guy who let HSBC and all the large banks walk, said they're too big to jail, essentially. Obama said, well, there were some laws that they didn't break. That's not to say that they didn't break a whole lot of laws that they really should have gone to jail for. Someone should have gone to jail for it. They got a very small fine. Hillary Clinton, so far, nothing is happening to her. She still is a pretty popular candidate. She's still the candidate to beat. She's taken a hit in some of her popularity, and some of the other politicians who would like to take her place, like Governor O'Malley, former Governor O'Malley, says we have to look to the future. He went on to the NBC show. Actually, it was ABC he was talking to. And he said, we cannot allow our party to be branded by those sorts of questions of the past. That's actually a pretty good description of Hillary Clinton. She is a question of the past. He says, we have to look to the future. We have to offer ideas to move our country forward for the future. That's why it's important to have debates. But, of course, you're not going to have any debates on the Democrat side as long as Hillary Clinton is a candidate. Everybody is going to be debating her history. There's a lot of history with Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of skeletons in her closet. But it is absolutely astonishing to see how they are avoiding prosecution for Hillary Clinton for the very serious classified documents that she really did mishandle, for the obstruction of justice that she engaged in, and see how they came after they invented these charges and tried to send Thomas Drake to jail for decades because he had blown the whistle on corruption, on waste, and on criminal activity. He and William Binney and others were exposing the fact that our government was engaged in massive surveillance, that they had changed the rules after September 11th. He actually began on September 11th. We're going to talk about September 11th. We're going to talk about the parallels with Clinton, and we're going to break down the history of that. Before we do, though, I wanted to take a look at what is happening at the TSA. But actually, we're going to be joined now by Alex Jones, who is reporting from Toronto, Canada. Alex.
David, I am standing here from an island off the coast of Toronto, Canada, looking at people having a great time playing tennis, playing badminton, swimming in one of the major great lakes here. And it's so picturesque, and it just really makes me, at a very deep fundamental level, want to protect these people and to want to warn them about what's happening. And it is the fact that people are so innocent, so nice, so friendly, of every race, color, creed, nationality. They all just want to have good lives, healthy, happy children, contribute to the world. They want to help other people. Really, really good. And it's because people historically are so blind to the fact that true evil exists in the world, that it's able to grow and able to breed. And, you know, you're up here seeing this for yourself. It's people of the same. And it's so sad. It's also very positive for some good things. Obviously, George Murray's event to a capacity crowd of wonderful people. Took about 2 hours last night at the meet and greet afterwards to shake about 1,000 people's hands. And these folks were so awake and so impassioned and are taking action on so many fronts, it was booing it. And so the good news is, yes, the general public is still somewhat asleep, but exponentially they're waking up. And that's why the globalists are accelerating their programs right now, as you know, David. There's a lot happening. I was going to be back today, but because of flights and issues and getting up here late, I am now coming back tomorrow. But I will be filing reports in the morning and live during the show tomorrow with David, actually from my Skype computer before the airport. So I will be co-hosting part of the show tomorrow. Just wanted to give folks an update on that. But what's amazing is when I walk down the street in Austin, Texas, again, this is just a gauge of how awake the world is. As I've said hundreds of times, the average person who isn't well-known in the liberty movement doesn't know that people all around, they don't have a way to have sonar or radar or
I think we're losing Alex there. It's breaking up. He's calling us from Canada. Again, he was reporting about the event there that he spoke at, one of the featured speakers there. I think the key speaker, is he back? Okay. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, again, I am calling you via cell phone because I'm calling from this island. Itself, not the city of Toronto. And so I've only got a few cell bars here. I'm not going to take up too much more time, but I did promise to call in and report on the show today, so that's what I'm doing. Bottom line, just now taking a few minutes off to swim in this great lake, I had no fewer than five people of a beach of probably 30 people, because it's not that busy, come over and shake my hand. And one lady was from Canada. Another guy was from the U.S. Another lady was from Argentina. Her husband's a big listener. Other folks who barely spoke English were like Alex Jones from China. I mean, this is what's really exciting, is that the awakening is exponential, and no matter where I go, we are running into people that are awake, whether it's Europe or whether it's Canada or whether it's Mexico or whether it's Honduras. People are awake, and of course, there's so many other people waking folks up that have listeners and supporters around the world. I'm only one small gauge of that, so that's the really exciting news. The bad news is this looks like some type of tit for tat, this China explosion, now this U.S. military base explosion outside Tokyo that's still going off as we speak, just ultra massive event. There's all sorts of black ops going on. Henry Kissinger has come out and said that basically Obama screwed up, pushing Russia too far, and made us look like the bad guys. Of course, he wants to take over. He just doesn't want to fail. And so there's a lot of good things happening, a lot of bad things happening. But we had Mr. Dent and other guests on in the last 2 months saying they believe the collapse is coming in September or October. And we just had Dent on 2 weeks ago, and he said within 2 weeks he would expect the bubble to start collapsing again. There was a dead cat bounce, according to his graphs. Well, we just saw a 1,000-point drop on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And even if they try to prop it back up, it shows. And people say, well, it's a bubble. It should go down. Well, absolutely. The problem is we're in trouble even in a bubble. So people are waking up. There's some good things happening. The globalist agenda is failing with Russia. Not that Russia's perfect, but we want there to be a multipolar world, not a single ring to rule them all, Mordor. We want diversity. We want firewalls of nation states against globalism. So a lot of positive things are happening, David, as you know, but also a lot of really negative things are happening as this cascade of events races towards an even bigger event in the near future. George Soros and the White House have revealed that Hillary Clinton is involved with her senior staffers, as well as Nancy Pelosi staffers with Black Lives Matter, trying to stir everyone up and get everybody fighting with each other. It really is an amazing thing to see what's happening in all these different confluences of events. The stars aligned politically are coming up. And the good news is, just take the abortion videos. Just take those, David.
Oh, absolutely.
Notice how 70% of people in polls or higher want to stop these abortions now. And so notice, they've gone in, they've gotten the videos, and they're heroes. I mean,
for all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. I'm coming to you from Lake Ontario, one of the great lakes. I'm out here on a little island. I decided to take half the day off and come over here and investigate and talk to folks. And let me tell you, it's one of the prettiest places I've ever been. This is an amazing creation that God made. And I just look at the people, the little dogs swimming. And I'm in the interior of the small island now. There's people playing badminton and just hang out. It's like a small town here. The houses look like hobbits could be walking out of them at any minute. I'm here to tell you I'm not being paid by the Tourism Board of Canada, but this is definitely somewhere that I'm going to be taking the family vacationing next summer. Now I know why so many Texans like to come up to the Great Lakes in Michigan and Minnesota, but also right up here in Canada. This definitely takes the cake. I have a really serious next hour coming up. I'm joining you via cell phone. David Knight is in the radio/TV studio in Austin, Texas. I want to thank him for the fabulous job, not sitting in for me, but doing as good a job or better than I do. But, again, I will be back tomorrow. David will be co-hosting much of the show with me, but I'll be co-hosting from Canada. I'll be back tomorrow night. Trying to get back to what I was saying earlier when my cell phone was cutting out. What I'm getting at is this. We are at a critical crossroads. Everyone knows that. We keep warning everybody about it, and now it becomes clearer and clearer that we're right and that serious things are about to break loose, the good, the bad, and the extremely, extremely ugly. And so now is the time to get our houses in order, to get right with God, to be thinking about what's happening, but to also kind of change the destiny of the world by taking action. God gives us free will. God sets out a course and a general path and works through good people, the corrupt forces to the bad. But we decide much of what happens in our universe, in our world. And I'm glad I went on this trip because I would never watch a children's movie like Tomorrowland, especially because George Clooney's in it, even though I was in a movie he produced, Scanner Darkly. I figured it was all global warming propaganda because of the ads I'd seen, and I probably should have gone and seen it. I just can't stand more propaganda. Well, I ended up watching it on the plane as I decided to do some research. I said, okay, I'll watch it. Bit my lip. Something told me watch it. Overall, I've got to really watch this film again and do a whole report on it. Very positive on the surface. It exposes revelation of the method, a breakaway civilization that has culled the greatest minds of children since the 1940s into a breakaway program 100 times bigger than the Manhattan Project that is operating outside of the general public's knowledge on government reservations. And they've decided to go ahead and not give people the advanced technology. They've decided to keep the life extension and everything else for themselves. And in the process of that, because of the brain drain from the planet into the elite, the world is about to basically destroy itself with nuclear war with the computer probabilities. But then they basically are able to take out the bad guys, the elite, that want to hoard all the power for themselves and are able to reverse the probability of humans destroying themselves. This film is extremely powerful. I don't know if it's good or bad. Very, very heavy. It's cheesy. It has product placement in it, propaganda placement, where all the heroes are women. And, of course, that's a new directive. I'm not against one of the heroes in movies. I have two daughters. I love it. The problem is it's a directive admitted by the United Nations UNESCO program. If folks look into that, video games, you name it. So it's all part of our media being controlled. So this is a propaganda film, but it's also the elite saying that they were basically wrong and that they don't want to kill everybody. It's kind of like the last Superman movie was the same story about eugenics. So are they conditioning us so we're subconsciously ready to accept it? Or are people rebelling within the system and putting films out like this? The only bad thing is it puts out a very truthful message so that you subconsciously take it in. People already know subconsciously about the breakaway civilization. The problem is that it then puts the lie of global warming at the heart of it and the way to save the Earth. So very, very sophisticated propaganda. I'm going to have to really watch it again and come to my final judgment. But it is extremely heavy and is about human empowerment, the final equation. I think that's why the film probably didn't do too well, and a lot of folks didn't really understand it. Because it's dealing with some things that are so real world, it would make your head spin. But that's basically it. I've got a lot more to report on the show tomorrow where I'll be in the hotel room. So it'll be nice and clear, HD audio, probably video with David and Mike. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back in the U.S. tomorrow. Again, just the super good news. The super good news that people are even more awake, it seems, in Canada than when I see in the United States. Just patriots are everywhere. So don't feel alone out there, ladies and gentlemen. Keep speaking out. Keep taking action. We can turn this thing around with God's help, but we have to take the first step. And I want to thank everybody also that supports this broadcast, the wonderful team we have. It is such a blessing, all the affiliates we have. There is a ton of news obviously coming up. I filed a report on Saturday. Seems like a million years ago, but it was just yesterday. It was actually Friday evening when I first got to Denver, because that's where I flew through. And they had reported first it was two Marines that had tackled and stopped the shooter. And, of course, later they said it was one Army, one Air Force. It doesn't matter who they were, whether they were military or not. They took action and took the gun away from the guy and then got cut up by his box cutter but stopped him. And that's such an important story because do you really believe on not one, not two, but three different aircraft on 9/11 that everyone didn't fight back? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not the toughest guy around, but if people jump up with box cutters or whatever on board an airplane with me and there's three of them, I'm going to fight back if I'm by myself. I mean, think about it, folks. If you're on a plane and you're rude to some guy, he'll threaten to kick your butt. I mean, people where I've grown up and all over the country, you mess with them, they'll fight you. I don't care what color they are, where they're from. I just fundamentally don't believe 9/11 because of things like that. But also, the FBI admitted that none of the high-altitude phone calls were really made. The only real ones were from air phones, and both stewardesses, flight attendants, said there was gas, smoke. They couldn't breathe. They were being nerve-gassed. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but we know the official story isn't true, and we now know they're suppressing Saudi Arabian involvement and our government standing down. But again, the good news is the truth is coming out. Well, thanks for putting up with me on cell phone. Sorry to David and the crew. I tried to get to a place where audio Skype would work, but the whole next hour is going to be extremely informative with a major whistleblower. Don't you have a big whistleblower coming on, David?
Yes, Alex, we have Thomas Drake. He was the only whistleblower from the NSA to have the Justice Department try to put him in jail. Of course, it was Lanny Brewer, the guy who said the banks who were laundering money were too big to jail, but they came after him for the same things that Hillary Clinton has been doing. They allege that he mishandled classified documents. He really didn't, but she really is, and they're doing everything to avoid going after her.
Wow. Yeah, of course, we've got Hillary that's in deep trouble. We've got 9/11 coming out. We've got the insider trading coming out all over the world. We've got the Vatican being blackmailed coming out. I mean, really, everything is being revealed. They're cutting the fluoride out of the water now that they've announced. I mean, really, David, we're having victories on every front. So I want to thank the audience because you are the heart and the tip of the spear of the Liberty Movement worldwide. InfoWars, you are the power. The listeners of this transmission, what a brain trust, what an honor, and what a responsibility for all of us. David Knight, thank you so much. I'm going to turn the show back over to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex. Again, that's Alex Jones reporting from Toronto, and he'll be joining us tomorrow on the radio program as well. As we pointed out, in the next hour, Thomas Drake is going to be with us talking about his experiences, what he saw at the NSA, why we should be concerned about the encroachment on our freedoms, the destruction of the Constitution. He had this to say when he got an award from the Sam Adams Associates for Integrity Intelligence. He quoted from Frederick Douglass in part of Frederick Douglass's 1857 speech and basically paraphrased it with some references. He said, "Power and those in control concede nothing without a demand. They never have, they never will. Each and every one of us must keep demanding, must keep fighting, must keep thundering, must keep plowing. We must keep on keeping things struggling. We must speak out and speak up until justice is served, because where there is no justice, there is no peace." He put his life on the line. It ruined his career. They tried to lock him up for the rest of his natural life. This is a man who is every bit as much a hero as the people who charged the gunman in that train this weekend. We're going to talk to him in the next hour. In the next segment, we're going to lay some background of the Espionage Act, because he's one of the few people who have been charged with that. Most of those people who have been charged with the Espionage Act have been charged by the Obama administration. More people than all the previous 100 years of presidents combined. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.